Major Howard had been in the regiment before the Second World War as an NCO and rejoined in 1940, I think, for the war, and was rapidly commissioned and promoted to major, and was a rather splendid soldier. And his company was therefore chosen for this landing. And they landed in three gliders. And yes, I mean, it was an incredible thing, because they landed in the night before the beach landings on D-Day and held those two bridges until they were relieved by some paratroopers later. And they were the first guys on the ground, as it were, not with parachutes, but in gliders. And of course the gliders were released in the channel and came in over northern France very low, so that they couldn't be picked up by radar, and so the Germans were completely surprised. There's something interesting about the pub in the place too, because the it was kept by a couple, one of whom came from Alsace and therefore understood German as well as French, and I think it was probably the wife who spoke some English. And they were able to listen to the Germans before the raid and give the information to the resistance, you see. So it was all very well planned.
Why is this an important ceremony today, Mr. Cox?
Oh, well, because of D-Day, that's all. I mean, a lot of our friends are in Normandy at the moment, and we're not, so we're doing this, you know. Yeah, this guy is the great hero of the regiment, and is a sort of legend of the Oxford and Bucks, if you like, you know.